Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
And world government and declares war on the nation state, on populace, on the family, and on all of our medical freedom. We have lived to see it. The public rise of a tyrannical world government whose endgame is transhumanism and mass depopulation. Here is their spokesman of the Bilderberg Group at the helm of the World Economic Forum, now in full command of world government.
Let's also be clear, the future is not just happening. The future is built by us, by a powerful community as you here in this room. We have the means to improve the states of the world. But two conditions are necessary. The first one is that we act all as stakeholders of larger communities, that we serve not our only self-interests, but we serve the community. That's what we call stakeholder responsibility. And second, that we collaborate. And this is the reason why you find many opportunities here during the meeting to engage into very action and impact-oriented initiatives to make progress related to specific issues on the global agenda.
2 weeks ago, the UN Secretary General signed a treaty with the World Economic Forum, putting them in command of the United Nations. We are living to see world government. Here's an image and video from Twitter of, literally, when they pan through the footage, hundreds of giant private jets lined up, landing. These very people are all over the news, telling you that you can't have a car or air conditioning and you can't have children because they need all of your resources. Now, my friends, we are living in just an incredibly epic time. They've declared war on humanity. Here is the president of Latvia openly saying that the main enemy is the populace, the people that live in the countries that want to run their own lives. We'll play this clip, go to break, and go through all of this. But we have lived through the secret world government, now the open launch of the world government, using the fear of pandemics to execute the operation. Here's the clip, and we'll be right back.
I think there are three main failures of the liberal democracy in the last 10, 15 years. There are ignorance of the social problems caused by globalization. There was also ignorance or mismanagement of the crisis of migration and of the crisis of cultural diversity. And there also the third very important reason, we have now, since the new social networks, a new kind of formation of public opinion. This is not more the classical one. The democracy is based as a classical traditional ways how the public opinion is formed.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have contracted with one of the top companies in the United States that supplies the Pentagon, the military, the CIA, the FBI, you name it, with super high-quality Faraday cages for cell phones, laptops, iPads, even huge bags for multiple desktops. This is so critical, ladies and gentlemen. Going into the future with contact tracers and the New World Order, everything is about tracking you and your family. And we have this high-quality, made-in-America product line, exclusively available, private label by us, known as Redux, at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out Redux. It's our first big run. We've made a major investment to have this produced and ready, and it's now exclusively available to you at a very low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect your privacy from government, the UN, globalist contact tracers, hackers, criminals, you name it, with Redux, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Switzerland with the World Economic Forum, the public arm of the Bilderberg Group, in full public command under treaty, a corporate treaty to rule the earth and to shut off carbon and cause mass death and war. These people are 10 times more dangerous than Adolf Hitler or Joseph Stalin or Mao Zedong. They have been hidden in the shadows for the last 60 years, 70 years after the end of World War II, and now they are emerging and they are making their move against humanity. It is beyond epic. It is our duty and our destiny that we are here together on air, the undisputed tip of the spear against the world government. We are ragtag, but we have God on our side, and we have the truth on our side. And what the globalists are pushing is absolute death and destruction. So we should be able to defeat them easily if the public understands that a world government treaty to put the UN in control of national nation-state responses to new emerging viruses and other pandemics is nothing but a biomedical corporate takeover for a world government ID to buy and sell, to control and track and trace every facet of your life. These are the people shutting off the food supply. These are the people collapsing the borders. These are the people narcotics trafficking and child and sex slave trafficking. These are the people openly pushing Disney to target three-year-olds to teach them to be LGBTP. These are the transhumanist devils. These are your mortal enemies. And yes, I've taken them on at point-blank range. There was a major project that ended, except in very rare cases, the Clintons violate this rule, and so does George Soros, that you basically stop assassinating most of your political opponents and just politically destroy them and debank them. One of the most common questions I get on the street and also from guests that come here to visit us is, why are you still alive? All the stuff you said came true. How did you know? Well, from study and research and having family that had had glimpses into the dark side and what was going on that told me as a child what was really happening. And so I grew up and those seeds were planted and I saw the tyranny growing right in front of me as they said it would. And I took up the resistance against this because I believe in humanity. I believe in you. I believe in myself. And more importantly, I believe in God. And so there's been a project they've had because they get blackmailed when they kill people. Their own operatives go sideways. It's very clean for them to do it bureaucratically and assassinate people's character and their name. And you've seen that project against yours truly. You've seen it against Trump, though he's not perfect. You've certainly seen it against Bolsonaro and Viktor Orban and so many others. And I am extremely honored and blessed to be amongst the top four or five people demonized on the planet. And I don't say that to kind of be like John Hancock, who signed his name big and bold at the bottom of the Declaration of Independence. I know why he did it. I admire him. He's got more courage than I had. I don't sign my name big and bold just so it's known that I got the biggest spiritual huevos on the block. And I don't think he did that either. He did it to show courage. A lot of folks were being very timid, signing very small, kind of messing their signatures up a little bit because they understood they were signing their death warrant if they lost. Many of them lost their lives, lost their families, lost everything, but they gave us this great nation. I am seen as the biggest signature on the new Declaration of Independence against tyrants because I've done incredible study of the enemy, and we've been able to mobilize more people worldwide than any other organization. And that credit, my friend, goes to all of you. But I want to just, before we cover all this massive news, as our enemies publicly meet and declare war on the family, on medical freedom, on the nation state, on populism. I've got all the clips right here. This is just day one. It just started 8 hours ago. They're about 8 hours ahead of us right now in Central Time, 7 hours New York time. And it's just an amazing moment to see it all emerge and everything that both my grandfathers told me about. It wasn't just my mother's father that was a real expert, because whatever he was involved in, I don't know, a lot of it was secret. He knew basically everything I know today, and he knew this back in the 70s and 80s and 90s. He died at 80 years old. Wish he was still here today. What an amazing man, man before his time. But my other grandfather, Jerry Jones, not the Dallas Cowboys owner, he knew what was going on as well and was resisting it as well in his own ways in local government, some of the posts he had in his county in East Texas, and then with his son, my father. And I've been very, very blessed to come from a family like that. And I just feel really sorry for people that are growing up in the modern age who have parents that have no idea of what is even going on. But I think it's important to recognize that there were the Barry Goldwaters and, yes, the Ronald Reagans in the 70s and in 60s. If you listen to Barry Goldwater or Ronald Reagan in speeches in the 60s and 70s, it sounded like Alex Jones. Because it's not Alex Jones that knows all this magically. It's not Alex Jones that knows how to predict stuff exactly as it happens many years before. It's the enemy has been public in the books they write and the meetings that have been leaked and their white papers. And now they're on the world stage saying they're in charge of you and saying there's too many of us and saying they want to get rid of us out of one side of their mouth and out of the other side of their mouth, they are telling us they want us to take shots because they love us and they want to take good care of us. So that's where we are. 40 years ago, almost everything was not signals intelligence. Maybe 10% was. 90% was human intelligence on the ground. Armies of Russian assassins, armies of U.S. assassins fighting all over the world, killing each other. Numbers of dead much larger per decade than died in the Vietnam War, never to be reported on. But now they kill us with 5G and poison shots and abortion in the womb. And now babies after they're born, many states have passed laws to legalize that. This is hell on earth being released. But because of all the General Benton K. Partons and the Ted Gundersons and the Anthony Hilders and the Anthony Suttons and the Congressman Hansons and the just unbelievable men and women, the Phyllis Schlafly's and the countless resistors of this, we have a very good chance because of people like our ancestors to defeat this. Now, I was thinking of a Charlotte Iserby. She's the one that leaked all the skull and bones data to Anthony Sutton in Congress, the congressional archivist. And so she just died a few weeks ago because her dad was skull and bones. Because of these people that had courage that were talking about this when all there was three networks and a bunch of newspapers controlled by the very same organizations, they fought that uphill battle so that we now can defeat the new world order together with God's help. And the reason I raised all this before I go to break and come back with all the news is this. trending number one last night, still like number five this morning when I checked. Hashtag Bill Gates, bioterrorist. Trending number one on Twitter. Hashtag Bill Gates, bioterrorist. So this isn't people talking to crowds of 100, 200, 1,000, like Barry Goldwater was 50 years ago, 60 years ago. This is the largest group of people ever awake on the planet to these secret societies and these shadow organizations. And we can, and we must, and we will prevail. We don't have a choice. The stakes are just too incredibly high. All right, we're going to go right to, and there's reporters on the ground, we're going to have it on this week as well, right to the ground in Geneva, Switzerland, where the corporate world government is publicly taking full command of their deindustrialization, starvation, mass war, mass bioattack program, monkeypox, and more. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID four times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had two clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net, that's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y, protein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
To the European elite, the Nazis, with the British Empire and the U.S. In the 70s, quietly set up a public arm to recruit operatives in governments. And in the 90s, went completely public, the early 90s, the Davos Group. 2 weeks ago, the U.N. officially signed a treaty merging with the WEF, saying they will take orders from them as their corporate directorate. If you go back 10 years ago, Bloomberg first started admitting the Bilderberg Group after denying it for decades. And said, we want corporate leaders to be in full control of governments via a technocracy, a computer AI-controlled system. That's what this is. They program it to carry out the depopulation operation. Here's a clip that's going viral on the Internet right now. Millions of views on Instagram, Twitter, you name it. Just went viral over the weekend. They said, maybe he's a time traveler, is one of the commenters on Twitter. Said Joshua Steinman, and no, I'm not a time traveler. I was reading the globalist documents and their plan, and I was able, once I got involved 28 years ago, to meet the best and brightest minds who were fighting it, and here we are today. We know how to beat it, and we better beat it because we know what's coming next, mass collapse and death, and now it's here. You don't need me to tell you anymore. You can tune in and watch him saying it. But let's go back to the year 1999.
350 million or more people in Africa, and then 12 die of Ebola in one little town. They go, oh, Ebola, 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 oh, Ebola. And they had CNN people saying diseases will be coming out of the rainforest because Mother Earth is mad. Literally like witch doctors going, booga, booga, sun not come back. You know, when we have floods and rain and meteors might hit the Earth. What if a meteor hits the Earth tomorrow and destroys a city? Are they going to say this is because the people of Earth have been bad? That meteor just came from space. It's very primitive control apparatus. It's how chiefs and medicine doctors used to control, and shaman would control the people. Say, oh, if you're not good, the crops won't come. Oh, the environment, if we're not good. I don't want to eat a piece of meat that's got dioxins in it from plastics production. I don't want to them dumping nickel cadmium and heavy metal Grignard reagents in the waters so my kids are deformed. I don't want that. I'm for the environment. But these international corrupt people financing global population control, which is just nothing more but dictators' excuses to kill men, women, and children, and girls in slave labor camps in China making Nikes. You call that good? And all these Hollywood people that say they love you are the ones that speak out against slave labor, are the ones you find out later, are the ones that own all the sweatshops making their clotheslines? They're all hypocrites. They're all hypocrites using you. So here it is, global plan to fight infectious diseases sought. I haven't read this yet, but Washington, a new plan to coordinate international efforts to track and combat infectious diseases will be announcing by the leaders of the G7 group of industrial nations at this weekend's summit in Denver. White House aides said Monday, and the combustion engine is the greatest threat to civilization, like Al Gore says in Earth in the Balance. No, Mr. Gore, the combustion engine is civilization, and the combustion engine's getting cleaned up because we're putting catalytic converters on the cars, just like we got the horses out of the streets 100 years ago, and we don't have a horse manure problem anymore. Humans move forward. I know the bureaucrats don't want that. You want us to stay down and lowly. You don't want us to transcend, do you?
And I was corrected by the crew. That was in 1997. So tomorrow's news today. People actually see that clip. They go, what do you do to his voice, or is his voice fake? No, when you talk 5-6 hours a day and you have a big chest, that's
why old men sound like this, because their voices are worn out from screaming on bullhorns, called lacerations that grow polyps on your larynx. All right, ladies and gentlemen, so, you know, there you've got that, and of course, it's all now what has happened. But let's now go to Geneva, Switzerland, just 8 hours ago. First day event is kicked off today, and Savannah Hernandez and others are going to be popping in while they're there to give us reports on what they're seeing throughout the week as they try to secretly ratify this world government takeover of the medical system treaty. And, you know, some lawyers who are smart but are not going past the surface say, well, it won't be ratified by Congress. Really? Biden signing on to it? They don't care. The bureaucrats that run the U.S. created the U.N. And when they titularly sign on to these treaties, they follow them. Just like Congress didn't pass Agenda 21 in 1992 in Rio de Janeiro under George Herbert Walker Bush. But we're under it. And if you look at the plans of that, everything they called for in 92 and signed on to was complete by the year 2020. And then now they want to complete the next phase by 2030. And boy, do you want to learn about Agenda 2030, because it's the future for you and your family. They have charted and they have planned. But I'm really glad that folks out there on the internet, Mike Hansen and others, have been able to find archives of shows I did 25 years ago, like the one you just saw. That's 25 years ago. And things I'd totally forgotten about are now here. And it's just devastating how incredibly accurate we were. But we weren't accurate. The enemy battle plan was in our hands. So here's Klaus Schwab announcing that the Davos Group is our collaborators, yeah, with evil, to take over and run the world, and bragging about their power. Here it is.
Let's also be clear. The future is not just happening. The future is built by us, by a powerful community as you here in this room. We have the means to improve the states of the world. But two conditions are necessary. The first one is that we act all as stakeholders of larger communities, that we serve not our only self-interests, but we serve the community. That's what we call stakeholder responsibility. And second, that we collaborate. And this is the reason why you find many opportunities here during the meeting to engage into very action and impact-oriented initiatives to make progress related to specific issues on the global agenda.
So says Nosferatu. Thus spake Nosferatu. So we're ganging up on you. We're coming after you. Oh, we're the stakeholders. You mean all the big tech billionaires that pay almost zero tax and fly around on private jets but say we have to starve to death, that then organize themselves to rape us and deindustrialize us? Because they're helping the communities. They're helping by getting rid of the population. So when we come back, they go on to talk about living and life after the Great Reset, how the WEF is dealing with Davos critics. Oh, they spend a lot of time their first day, it's still ongoing, talking about how they're going to crush resistance and how they're going to censor us. Oh, what good guys. They're going to crush the populace. They're going to crush the people for democracy. They actually say it. The Aussies, bad people in the nations who are stopping us from the great goal, a beautiful goal. We must silence them. We must imprison them. We must annihilate them. I'm going to turn on the juice, boy. Be right back.
InfoWars has made history.
You have made history in your support of InfoWars. And one of the biggest tools we've had to circumvent and override the censors has been Patriot Apparel, so we can identify each other, so we can spread the word, and so we can push people to websites like InfoWars.com so they can understand the globalist plan and how to stop it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, 2 months ago we announced we're blowing out of all of our designs of T-shirts, some of which go back more than 25 years. All these shirts are limited edition. They are about to be history and will only exist in your closet, your drawer, or your wardrobe. So, there's only 15,000 shirts of 60-plus thousand left. In a couple weeks, they'll all be gone and they'll be history. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get one of these historic shirts, hoodies, long sleeves, ball caps, you name it, while you still can. I want to thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
InfoWars.com studios. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You hot. You hot, bitch.
segment and talk about the 5,000 military and over 5,000 police to guard the Davos Group criminals, not from the virus they cooked up and released on the world, or their new monkeypox scare, but from we the people. And as we're getting ready to come out of the break and talk about that, they show me the video of Savannah Hernandez on the ground with Jack Posobiec, naval intelligence, no criminal record, a top journalist, being detained by men with MP5 machine guns, and the word is being led away. This is a short clip. More is coming in as they're uploading these. Look at these people here in the supposedly free country of Switzerland and what they are doing, because they are so worried about real American patriots being there. This is the secret police of the system. Oh, but if you're a New York Times journalist, you get brought into the confab. You get financed by it because you're a pet of the system. Roll this shock video with audio. This is just a taste of the global police state they will bring to every corner of the world if we don't stop them. Here it is.
I don't know. I don't think so. It's pretty heavy.
Excuse me, can I ask you why you're detaining this journalist?
Can you put the phone away, please?
Can I ask you why you're detaining this journalist?
I don't answer your question.
Is it not able to report here?
Please put the phone away.
Okay. Can I ask you guys why
you're detaining this journalist? Yeah, can you please stop filming? Then can talk.
Why do I need to stop filming?
Because I ask you to. It's my personal right, because I don't like to be filmed.
Okay.
And it's a right in Switzerland.
Pause.
I don't want to
but
be...
So, he paused back it up 10 seconds. So, there's cameras everywhere. They have secret police questioning you, but they have privacy when they're detaining and then dragging off a journalist. They're the good guy. I mean, everything is ass backwards with these criminals. And they've always got a woman in charge of the police because, oh, it's a woman. Oh, it's liberal. Like, Tim Cook's gay. So, he runs death camps, but it's like, buddy, he's gay. I mean, come on. He runs death camps, but he's gay. So, this is this whole sick world. Continue.
Yeah, can you please stop filming? Then can talk.
Why do I need to stop filming?
Because I ask you to. It's my personal right, because I don't like to be filmed.
Okay.
And it's a right in Switzerland. If I don't want to
but
be filmed.
But can I ask why he's being detained then? I won't point the camera at you then. I won't film you, but I would like to know why this journalist is being detained on public property.
What's detained? Can you explain?
How come he's being surrounded right now? Is he allowed to leave the area?
We're just making a normal police patrol because, you know, it's WEF, everything is very...
Is there a reason he specifically was targeted?
There is a reason, because we have to have a reason to control a
what
person.
What was the reason? What was he doing?
I don't have to tell you that. Why are you asking me that?
Because this is, there's many journalists here, and I want to know why he specifically is being detained.
There is a reason, but everything is clear now, and we're about to leave in just a few seconds.
Thank you.
Okay? Could you please now, can I ask you please to delete your...
Yeah, we're surveilling you, we're saving everything on you, and then they turn it off, and we don't know what's happened. We're getting intel, things coming in, that they were let off. So we'll find out what happened, but they're coming for you. They believe they own you. They've erased your rights. So let's go to this clip from this morning. This is more from the Davos Group announcement of how they're dealing with their critics. Not just silencing them in cyberspace, not just debanking them, not just declaring us a non-essential subhuman. That's what that is. Think about that. Just out in the open. You're non-essential. You're subhuman. You're worthless. But how they deal with us, here it is.
Davos, the home of the World Economic Forum's annual meeting. Just imagine the net worth of some of the people that have passed through this building over the last few decades.
Let's just slobber over Bill Gates.
Usually held in this Swiss ski resort in the middle of winter, the pandemic delayed the 2022 edition until spring. The warmer weather may have melted the snow and ice here in Davos, but as the super rich get wealthier and anti-establishment sentiment grows, has enthusiasm for this gathering of the global elite gone cold? The pandemic wasn't bad for everyone. While many people suffered dramatic health and economic hardships, the wealth of the world's billionaires saw its biggest increase since records began. Although the global gap between the average incomes of the richest 10% and the poorest 50% has narrowed in recent years, it's a different story for the top 1%. Since 1995, average wealth has grown at 3.2% per year. But the richest individuals on Earth grew their wealth at an average of 6 to 9% per year. A separate report found that the world's 2,755 billionaires added $5 trillion to their cumulative wealth in 2021. In the same year, the world's 10 richest people added more than $400 billion to their fortunes, with Tesla and SpaceX CEO Elon Musk gaining $121 billion. Which brings us back to Davos, where many of the world's richest and most powerful people, the majority of whom are men, convene for a week-long get-together. Even before the pandemic, the event drew protesters campaigning for social justice and climate action. One of those protesters many years ago was Philip Wilhelm. These days, however, he's the town's mayor. How important is the World Economic Forum's yearly meeting to Davos?
I mean, it's really important in the sense of name recognition for our Alpine city here. A lot of people know the name Davos because of this event we have here. And then there's also, in an economical part of view, it is important because there's a lot of work for this whole redesign of the Davos Promenade. And, of course, the overstays and so on, they generate a lot of income for local people as well.
So he's been co-opted. Not that making money's bad, but he's part of the system now. Again, these people are at war with humanity, ladies and gentlemen. They have unlimited bank money they just generate for themselves, but it creates inflation, which they hand to us. But they get all the infrastructure, and then we get the debt and the crippling tyranny. I've got more clips when we come back I haven't gotten to yet, and we're also going to hit a lot of the news, and I've been so focused on covering the news, I didn't even plug Thursday, Friday, or Sunday. So I'm going to just remind listeners right now that we're not backed by George Soros or Klaus Schwab of the New World Order. We're backed by the people that love liberty worldwide. I want to thank folks that have been going to InfoWarsStore.com and buying great products, great supplements, great books, films, you name it, but also making donations right at the top. It says support InfoWars. You can donate one time or sign up to recurring donations, cancel any time. That support free speech button. We have X2 and Ultra 12. I've been so busy, I haven't gotten rid of the sale, even though Ultra 12 is close to selling out. So I'm going to tell you now, I've been so busy, it won't be till Wednesday till we change the sale. So tomorrow and Tuesday are the last days to get X2 at 40% off with Ultra 12. Ultra 12 will stay at 40% off, but that sale, 40% off the two together and 25% off on X2 by itself, we'll have to end tomorrow. And they don't, that very globalist group, back when we had a good government 50 years ago, 70 years ago, 80 years ago, they started putting, hell, it's 90 years ago now, iodine in the salt by law. They took it out in the 70s, and the IQs went way down again. 15-point IQ increase on average, iodine in the salt. That's just cruddy iodine, industrial iodine that's bound. You absorb only a fraction. This is pure medical-grade iodine. Everybody should be taking it. Supercharges your whole body. It's essential. It's really their big conspiracy against us. They don't just not give us iodine. They hit us with fluorine, bromide, bromine, all the rest of them to block fluoride, to block the good halogen. Get X2 at InfoWarsStore.com while you still can.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Vaccine manufacturers in India, we've ensured that every single Indian gets double shot of vaccines. Today, every Indian is going through his third phase. We were the first country in the world to export vaccines around in our neighborhood and to other developed countries of the world. We've done it now after we finished our population. We are back to exporting our vaccines. We are determined to be the vaccine capital of the world. 14 other vaccines are in their clinical phases. We believe that nobody is safe till everybody is not safe. And we are convinced that Indians will manufacture vaccines for the rest of the world. And we do not believe that anybody can be safe till we do not provide vaccines to Africa and all other emerging markets of the world.
The truth is, India is totally rejecting the vaccines as they know they're carrying Trojan horse payloads. That's all of the news. Bill Gates has been banned with his father, who's now dead, out of India for doing illegal tests that killed a bunch of people. Look it up. Sterilants, you name it. So a group dedicated to world government to depopulate you wants to put something in your body. Let me say that again. A group dedicated to depopulating you, to killing you. The same group pushing aborting babies after they're born. The same group pushing the transgender maiming of children. You know, you come to the doctor and say, "Doctor, I want to cut my arm off. I want to cut my foot off. I want to cut my finger off." They say, "You're mentally ill. I'm going to call a paddy wagon. You're going to go to the local lunatic asylum." "Doctor, I want to have my five-year-old's penis and testicles cut off." "Well, my God, you're a hero. Let's get that done right now." Let that sink in. They're the authors of it all. I've got the clips here where they're like, LGBT for the children, age 3, teach them to have sex with the other sex. To destroy the family, ladies and gentlemen, doesn't mean we hate somebody because they love somebody or have sex with the same sex. I don't hate people. The media always spins it. That Jones wants to kill transgenders. Jones hates whatever. That is not true. I want children left alone by heterosexuals, homosexuals, everybody. Because when you mess with children, it has a name. It's called pedophilia. And it's called evil. And all the numbers show it ruins children's lives. It's the worst thing that can happen to a child. And we know that other than being killed. Hell, it may be a fate worse than death. And it's rampant, and it's satanic, and it's a disease, a spiritual disease, ladies and gentlemen. We have Dr. Fleming in studio. Gosh, I got a whole file here. It just fell out. Ugh, it's heavy to pick up. Whole file of this whole world government treaty. And the next rollout, the monkeypox, the next lockdowns, all of it. Dr. Richard Fleming coming up. Major new information. Next hour. So you do not want to miss that life-saving, freedom-promoting information. But continuing here, let's shift gears into Joe Biden. In a statement to Japan, when it comes to gas prices, we're going through an incredible transition. I'm going to play that. But first, I'm going to play Joe Biden tells reporters in Japan, U.S. will get involved in a military operation to defend Taiwan, and what that statement means. While all the policies are to let China take over Taiwan, they've already taken over Hong Kong, and what that signifies. Here is the puppet in chief, the placeholder for Obama's third administration.
You didn't want to get involved in the Ukraine conflict militarily for obvious reasons. Are you willing to get involved militarily to defend Taiwan if it comes to that?
Yes.
You are.
That's the commitment we made.
Now, we all remember Obama, when he was running for president, saying, you can build a coal plant, but we will bankrupt you. Well, now it's the gas plants, and it's everything else, and it's the drilling shutdown and the pipelines. And we saw the head of the Department of Energy come out earlier last year and say, yeah, we can lower gas prices. We're deliberately doing it as part of a transition to electric cars, even though most of their power comes from coal, and they're going to shut that off, and now they're announcing rolling blackouts and not enough electricity. Figuring out what's happening here is pretty easy. Agenda 21, 1992, 30 years ago, the treaty, never ratified but signed on by the bureaucracy, the Carnegie Endowment, the Rockefeller Foundation, to create a post-industrial world. They didn't just go have meetings and do this because they're playing ping pong or tiddlywinks or a game of horseshoes or pool or maybe pin the tail on the donkey. No, this is real. This isn't a game. This isn't Pac-Man. It's not Super Mario Brothers. It's not Donkey Kong. It's not World of Warcraft. It's not Grand Theft Auto. It's the real world. It's happening now. And here's Biden saying, yeah, it's a transition. It's all by design. They admit it is. And they don't care if it's super unpopular because of election fraud. And they're intending in 169 days to steal the midterms with the same mules and the same techniques because no media will cover it other than independent folks like Vanessa Susan, InfoWars. Hell, Newsmax won't even cover it. OAN's been banned off cable. But how do you fight back? You magnify InfoWars.com. And our video and audio feeds and our reports of Bandai video, you magnify OAN that didn't back down. And you magnify the broadcast Not for them, for you. When you spread the word, you're fighting the enemy. When you, word of mouth, you're overcoming their main weakness, which is the truth. So here's Biden. He doesn't know when he's in a meeting, when he's in public. He's like, yeah, it's a transition. Here it is.
When it comes to the gas prices, we're going through an incredible transition that is taking place that, God willing, when it's over, will be stronger and the world will be stronger and less reliant on fossil fuels when this is over.
And again, just in case you think I'm making it up, we've got all the clips. Obama went to Africa in the last year of his administration and South America and said, you can't have air conditioning or cars, while he flew it on a private jet or government jet. And all these people flying to Davos on these, and Prince Philip and Prince Charles and all of them. Prince Philip's dead now. But the hypocrisy is just ridiculous. It's like Bono, with these old globalists think is like cool. He's totally uncool. Gives 1% of the money he raises for African food, and he keeps it all, and it's like cute because the media doesn't report on it, but everybody knows, pink sunglasses and all, that he is the worst of the worst, has a special reservation and a special place in hell prepared for him. So here is Obama.
So if somebody wants to build a coal-powered plant, they can. It's just that it will bankrupt them because they're going to be charged a huge sum for all that greenhouse gas that's being emitted. That will also generate billions of dollars that we can invest in solar, wind, biodiesel, and other alternative energy approaches. The only thing that I've said with respect to coal, I haven't been some coal booster. What I have said is that for us to take coal off the table as an ideological matter, as opposed to saying if technology allows us to use coal in a clean way, we should pursue it.
Which is done.
That, I think, is the right approach. The same is with respect to nuclear. Right now, we don't know how to store nuclear waste wisely, and we don't know how to deal with some of the safety issues that remain. And so it's wildly expensive to pursue nuclear energy. But I tell you what, if we could figure out how to store it safely, then I think most of us would say that might be...
All right, let's stop right there. So that's him, many, many years ago, 15, 16 years ago, trying to sound reasonable, but all coal puts out is carbon dioxide and water, so they listed carbon dioxide as a pollutant, even though plants breathe it, and then put out oxygen. So she says, oh, you can have coal, it's just got to be clean. Well, it is completely clean with U.S. systems, with the scrubbers. China, though, builds one every few days. Literally, they build like three a week. And there's no big complex. It just burns, turns the water turbine, and sends the mercury and all the toxins in the air. With a coal power plant in the U.S. and the ones they had in England, you see all that giant complex, like a battleship attached to it, all those tubes and things? It's called scrubbers. Totally clean, and everything that comes out of it they can use as a distillate for other key things in industry. All right, hour number two, straight ahead, InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today, InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out of X2. I will end the sale in 2 days, but despite that, it's still discounted 40% off with Ultra 12 at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.